This hour of Armed American Radio's podcast is being brought to you by AmmoSquared.com. Beat future ammunition shortages with a simple, budget-friendly approach to managing your ammo stockpile. Build it up slowly over time, then get it all shipped right when you need it. AmmoSquared.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Zig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And the question is, ladies and gentlemen, how loud do we want to get today? Welcome inside the Sig Sauer Studios with me, Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today on the Armed American Radio Network. Patriot Mobile microphone fired up for you. Bud's Gun Shop is bringing you this hour. X Insurance presents it all. Greg in Dallas, Tejas, how you doing, my brother?
Not too bad. Sweating my butt off.
It's hot.
It's hot. Warm today.
It's summertime, and that's a good thing.
Close to it.
Yeah, I got notice today from the neighborhood. The pool opens Saturday, which I didn't realize.
All right.
Which is nice. We don't live in Wisconsin, and the pool opens in July and closes in August and stuff like that.
Sure, yeah.
That's not true. They get a little bit better summer than that. Are you experiencing any tornadic weather?
Not that I'm aware of currently. I think more or less just for us, we are having air conditioning work done on the building, and so it's 87 degrees in the operations center and roughly similar in all the studios. So,
okay. Well, thanks for bringing that up, because I have AC guys coming tomorrow to replace another unit in my house.
AC's all around.
There's an unexpected large expense.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I can live with it, but whatever.
Ours are 25 years old. They've got to be replaced.
So are mine, 23. Let's not even discuss it. Let's get loud. Let's tell people where they can watch the show in high definition. We'll go right to our guest, Amanda Hart.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you'll see the menu icon. Just give it a click, and when that window opens up, you can select that watch live option. If you're driving, hit that listen live link. And if you missed any previous episode, well, head on over to that podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
That'll get you in. You can play games with us, and we'll read your stuff on the air. Amanda Harden, Lipstick Tactical, Colorado. You made a prediction on this program that came true. So let's gloat a little bit. But should we really? I mean, is it just a ploy? What's going on? Let's bring you up to speed, ladies and gentlemen. Colorado, assault weapons ban. Amanda made a prediction about what was going to happen with the gun control moving through the legislative process in Colorado. Amanda, where are we?
We are, thankfully, in the last few hours of our legislative session of 2024.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, yes, a very good thing. It's been a nail biter for sure since January. So legislative session ends tonight, and then what's not passed is not passed. And the assault weapons ban, it did get shelved. So the official term is Julie Gonzalez, who sponsored it, asked for it to be voted down in committee on Tuesday, meaning that it's just not going to be heard anymore this year. So that bill is done. It's dead. We 100% expect for it to come back next year, though.
Yeah, it will. So let's kind of get into the weeds a little bit on this, because you did make the prediction. You said that this might have been a ploy so that they could move everything else through. Is that your gut feeling now that we're here? I guess it's what signed I, right? This is it. Bills cross over now or they're not. That's it. They're done.
Sessions absolutely. Over. And most of the other firearms legislation did get passed. Absolutely did. So it was a huge deterrent. Everyone spent all their energy and time on the assault weapons ban bill, and very few people showed up to testify against the other bills. Very few people called in and wrote their legislators letting them know they're not happy with these other bills. And I think, honestly, the bills were broken down into such smaller bills. Most people didn't see how they're going to play on each other to create a whole lot of problems for us in Colorado.
Yeah, so what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, as you just heard Amanda mention, let's just put this in perspective for you. Oh, let's throw this assault weapons ban out. And that's where the media is going to go. That's where the press coverage is going to go. Meanwhile, we'll just piecemeal all these other little bills together and stack them up. They won't be on anybody's radar. We'll likely move them. The governor will sign them. And then at the last minute, if it looks like we're not going to get the assault weapons bill in, well, we'll pull it off. And the other side is too stupid to figure out, referring to us, ladies and gentlemen, to figure this out. But see, they're not as smart as they think they are, because you had this figured out from day one. But that's where we are. Next year, I promise you this, Amanda, here's what's going to happen. We didn't go far enough. That was a good start. But we need to go back and pass this assault weapons ban bill. That's what they're going to do.
Absolutely, for sure. Absolutely. And it's good and bad. So it got a lot of people paying attention this year that normally in years past would have just, you know, stuck their head in the sand as soon as you said politics. And so a lot more people are paying attention and they want to be more helpful and participatory next year. So a lot of grassroots groups have started up in Colorado and people are paying attention and we're prepping them on, okay, how do we fight this legislation early in the session next year? Because this year we were chasing it. We were behind. We were coming from behind chasing that legislation. So hopefully people will stay involved. We can slowly educate them so they don't feel like they're drinking from a fire hydrant, and be ready when January rolls around to be more proactive rather than reactive.
That fight has to start today, ladies and gentlemen. It has to start today, not tomorrow. It has to start yesterday, quite frankly. So are you sensing out there that, because there was a, it is a double-edged sword. They played that game. You were right. Spot dead on, or is it my cousin Vinny, dead on blank accurate. But as you said, it's a double-edged sword, because they had to know that it was going to wake people up. They had to know. So let's not sit here on our laurels and think that they're not well aware of that. What do you think their strategy is going to be next year? More gun control? We'll go through over the course of the next segment and this segment remainder with you what did pass and awaiting Paulus's signature out there. But what do you think their strategy will be next year specifically with this bill, besides what we just mentioned, that we know they're going to do it and how they're going to do it? What else could they throw at us again?
I almost feel like this bill is going to get broken down into smaller bills. So they've tested it twice now for 2 years with us and seen that, like, okay, people are really going to mobilize around this assault weapons ban bill. So how do we break it up? Because when you look in the assault weapons ban bill, it had all these features of firearms that made them become illegal, and then it had certain manufacturers called out in it. So very much like this legislative session, they might take it and put it into a lot of small bills that maybe not a less savvy individual might be like, well, you know, I really hate they're going to do that, but, you know, okay. So I kind of feel like it's going to get broken down into smaller bills next year.
Did this particular bill have, I'm asking you this question for the benefit of the audience, I know the answer, but this one also had a magazine ban in it as well?
Yes. You could not have
a detachable
magazine.
So that's what's going to be pulled out. They'll separate it.
So for sure. That, and then the muzzle device, even the furniture you put on different guns, all of it. It was so specific to so many accessories of firearms. And it played to semi-automatics. It wasn't just what the general public considers an assault-style rifle. So much of the language in there would have made a lot of our handguns illegal in Colorado.
Yeah, that was scary stuff. We talked about that the last time you were on. Yeah, well, I hope that the anti-gunners put the barrel shroud in there, because those things are scary, and we don't need those barrel shrouds. You know, that's just, those are terrible. So, hey, anti-gunners, throw that one in the mix, too, which they will. We know that. Grips and everything else that they're going to do. Greg is going to tell me in a few seconds that we're going to take a break. And what we'll do, I'll just give you this info to set it up for you. We're going to talk about what did pass in Colorado, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we do have some time, Greg? Good. Let me start here now, and we'll just take it to the break. SB 24-131, sensitive places. We'll talk about that. HB 24-1174, concealed carry permits and training. We'll go into some detail in the weeds on that. SB 24-003, CBI, gun police. We'll talk about that. Go into some detail there. SB 24066, firearms merchant category code. Ooh, you know what that is. If you don't, we'll explain it. That one's nasty. HB 241353, firearms dealer requirements and permit, and how much it's going to cost you. Now, there are three other bills, from what I understand, that are pending in the legislature. We'll talk about those when we come back. But do you expect anything else that's out there to make it through, or are we done now before we go to the break?
There's a few bills that are in their third reading, so they could, in the 11th hour, absolutely slide through. Absolutely, because all they have to do is make it through their third reading, and then they go to the governor's desk for signature.
Well, I've never seen a Democrat do something in the dead of night to try to sneak something through when people aren't paying attention. That would be pretty devious. I can't imagine Democrats would be that devious. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll explain to you what those three are. Obviously, I'm funning with you on that because we know exactly how they play pool. We'll be back another segment with Amanda Harden from Lipstick Tactical, and we'll go into some details of what you're facing in Colorado right now. And it's what they want for all of us. We'll be back right after this. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Have you done that yet? Have you visited patriotmobile.com, ladies and gentlemen? I'm holding up my Patriot Mobile phone right here in my little pause. patriotmobile.com/AAR, patriotmobile.com/AAR, and use the AAR promo code and get free activation. Just like we did here at the ranch, you can have a Patriot Mobile phone. And guess what? You're paying for cell service with a company that supports your right to keep and bear arms instead of one of those big conglomerates that is actually using your money against you with all of their wokeness. Why do that? It's real simple. Go take a look at their plans. Just visit the site, patriotmobile.com/AAR, patriotmobile.com/AAR. Welcome back inside the 6 Hour Studios. Patriot Mobile Mike. Bud's Gun Shop's got some great discounts. Some Mother's Day specials going on over there. Make sure to check them out at budsgunshop.com, our online retailer. And we'll talk more about the rest of our partners throughout the program today. Let's go back to Amanda Harden, Lipstick Tactical. Amanda, let's go into some of the weeds on some of these bills because, well, here we are, last day of the session. Let's just kind of wind down through each one of them. SB 24-131, sensitive spaces, a ban on college campus carry. So this was in addition. It doesn't seem like they went for broke on this like the Dems in New York and California are doing, trying to turn everything into a sensitive location. So what that tells me is, well, there's just more for him to do in the next legislative session. Well, we got this. He's got signed. Now we need to ban parks and everything else. Where do you think this one's going to go?
Well, we've already kind of banned parks on a local municipality level. So City and County of Denver, 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, it's been enacted for a while. Even if you are a legal concealed carry permit holder, you may not carry that firearm in a concealed manner on any property leased or owned by the City and County of Denver. And we've got huge bike trails and park systems.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly where you want your firearm. You know, single woman gets home from work, running out in the evening, walking her dog down by the river. We've got very beautiful parks, but we also have a huge crime problem in Denver. So that's already banned. This sensitive spaces ban, it bothers me because that was originally a ban. And then a woman, a college student that attended one of our public universities here in Colorado, she was raped on a college campus, and she was a legal concealed carry permit holder, but she was also a law-abiding citizen, as most CCW permit holders are, and she did not carry with her on the campus because it was illegal at the time. She got raped. She took her case all the way to the Colorado Supreme Court and got it overturned to where you can carry a firearm on a college campus if you are a legal CCW permit holder. So now this poor woman who has to live with knowing what happened to her and all the work she went through to get this overturned all these years ago, it's now reenacted. I'm almost speechless. You can hear me stuttering over my words right now because
yeah,
it's so upsetting that they did that.
And we know who she is, too. Okay. So, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about carrying in parks and so forth. See Lake and Riley, okay? Lake and Riley was running outside her campus at UGA and was murdered. And, Amanda, I don't know if you know this, but Lake and Riley were murdered by the illegal immigrant. She's my neighbor. Lives 2 miles from me, her family. Wow. So it really hit home. Now, that begs this question, though. What about state preemption in Colorado? I'm unfamiliar with Colorado state preemption. Is there a strong state? Why is Denver able to do that? Does the state not have any preemption laws that says, hey, no, only we can do this?
Strangely, it does. And I'm still not clear on how and why different municipalities started being able to overwrite what the state says about gun laws. Because in that Colorado revised statute, it actually says local municipalities cannot write laws that, supersede this one. But they all have. And that was before I even moved to Colorado. So I will find you an answer to that because it's very, very interesting. I mean, Boulder County, you can't carry in a lot of places. Denver, you cannot open carry. And open carry is supposedly legal in the entire state of Colorado. So it's every county has overridden our gun laws just about.
All right. That sounds like what has to happen is there just needs to be more aggressive court cases fighting that because that's very similar to what Philadelphia and Pittsburgh did, particularly Philadelphia in PA. They just ignored state law until they eventually got beaten back in the courts. And that's likely what's going to have to happen in Colorado. I'll check with Mr. Gottlieb on that at Second Amendment Foundation, who would be the tip of the spear on that as well. Because that's interesting. I'm with you on that one. I don't have the answer to that. I'd like to look into that. Number two, concealed carry permits and training, according to the email that I got today, from Colorado State Shooting Association, says an arbitrary increase in the requirements to obtain a concealed carry permit. What more do they want from you?
Well, our requirements to obtain a concealed carry permit were very vague to begin with, but we shouldn't have requirements anyways. We should be constitutional carry. But they were vague, so I guess they went back and said, hey, we need to actually lay out a standardized expectation of what someone who comes in with one of these certificates from a trainer, we have an actual outline of what they learned. Because it really wasn't that. It was very vague. It said, like, you just have to know gun safety. It didn't have any range requirements. So I can try and play devil's advocate and appreciate that they were putting some context to that. But really, we shouldn't have it anyway. It sets a false expectation of what kind of training you need. You believe you've met all the training you need if you take this basically state-prescribed agenda. But then it also is going to make it more expensive because you have to have range time now. So a lot of people offered free concealed carry classes here in Colorado.
Yeah.
Well, now they have to get access to a range. It's going to cost them. So to go through the training, it's going to be a lot more costly. It's going to take a lot of instructors off the table because they've put requirements on what the instructor has to have, their qualifications and certifications as well. So just all in all, it's going to make it more time-consuming, more difficult, and more expensive to get your concealed carry permit.
Yeah, and I understand why if you were dealing with Democrats who are being honest, that said, and let's just say they thought, okay, our process is very arbitrary right now. Let's try to fix it on behalf of law-abiding citizens and streamline it and make it easier for them because we're not going to get constitutional carry. So let's make it easier for gun owners, said no Democrat ever, anywhere in the world, ever. So we know that this is, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's nothing but an additional infringement, and it's a stepping stone for what they're going to do next because they're not going to lay down and let it go. SB 24003, CBI Gun Police, sends the CBI knocking on your door if you fail a background check, even if you only failed due to a clerical error? What is this, mini ATF, goons and thugs?
That one is terrifying because I've known people that had clerical errors and their background checks came back as they didn't pass them. And it used to be just a simple phone call, talk to them about what happened. Maybe you have to give them a certain document or something showing that whatever reason they thought you failed was not correct. And then it's fine. And it was a very quick process, too. So this is very terrifying. But this one also plays to a couple other bills that we have passed. And I'd like to interject real quick this case in New York that y'all
okay,
may have
Okay, Amanda, let me stop you. Can you stay with me for the next segment? Because I want to finish this with you, and I still have three other points I want to make. Do you have time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Yeah. Amanda Harden, Lipstick Tactical, is kind enough to stay with us. The Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, they just keep giving us content. I guess we look at it as job security. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back with Amanda right after this.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Hey, welcome back, guys. Third segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense First Hour. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom right here in the 6 Hour Studios on the Patriot Mobile mic. All of it being brought to you by the great X Insurance. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners. You can find them at armedamericanradio.com. Barrel Buddy, have you got those yet? $14.99, folks, to clean your guns. They work like a champ. I've been through dozens of them. They are way too much fun to have. HeavensHarvest.com. Don't think you need emergency supplies? Better start paying attention to what's going on the news around this country as the left's little minions are out there gearing up for another summer of love in anticipation of an election coming up in November. And if you ever go back to the Drudge Report, formerly known as the Drudge Report, that's sellout Matt Drudge. All you can see is the narrative forming there. Yeah, now it's bird flu, and they're selling it all day long. They're doing everything they can, not to mention jail former President Trump. So Heaven's Harvest got you covered for some emergency supplies. We'll talk about more of our partners coming up. Let's go back to Amanda Harden, Lipstick Tactical. Amanda, thanks for staying here with me. I do appreciate it. I know you're busy out there, and I appreciate you taking the time. Let's go back to this nonsense again. Good heavens, because we have three bills still out there, but we didn't get a chance to go through the others as well. Talk to us about this knocking on your door. As you said in the previous segment, going to the break, it's terrifying. I said, is this like, you know, the ATF? I'm going to assume, is the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, right? The gun police.
Yeah.
What does this mean?
And it kind of is. And three bills that did pass, they're going to play together to possibly start seeing a case that happened in New York. So we've got this tax that's going to go onto the ballot for vote in November that will put a tax on anything gun-related, guns, ammo, accessories. We've got this merchant code that it will now be attached to your purchases, so that you can quickly be identified as someone buying guns or gun accessories or ammo. And then we're going to fund this special investigation unit at Colorado Bureau of Investigation, CBI. It's like, if you can't see the writing on the wall, then here, let me tell you about this case in New York that is setting the precedence for what's going to happen here. So a hobbyist gunsmith, he bought $10,000 in gun parts online. They have the merchant code in New York. His purchases got tagged. The gun police showed up at his door, knocked on his door. He got arrested. He got 13 weapons charges against him, and he's now facing 18 years in prison. He has a completely clean record. By all things I've read, he's an upstanding American citizen, and he is now facing 18 years in prison. And they have these exact same three laws. So while people might be annoyed by them, thinking, oh, another tax, what's that going to do? Well, it's going to fund this investigation unit that now your purchases have a special little code on it. So they can go and look you up in Colorado now, just like they did New York. And that is terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying because that's my money. If I want to spend my money on anything I want to buy lawfully, I can do that. This is America. I'm a free man. You're a free woman. You can spend. There you go for living in New York. That's part of the problem. Now, does Colorado? Yeah, we're not playing games with these people anymore. You know, if you want to live in New York, it's so frustrating because I understand, ladies and gentlemen. But the decisions, Amanda, for years on this program, I've said if the Democrats keep this up, a good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding, taxpaying Americans are going to be forced to have to make decisions as Americans they never thought they'd have to make. Guess what, New York? That's where you're at. Guess what, Colorado? Guess what, California? Colorado, not as bad yet, but going there, wanting to go there. If you live in New York, you've got a decision. Do I stay here? My parents are buried here. Can I pack up and leave? Those are the decisions that they're forcing you to make. Now, is there a dollar figure in Colorado on this merchant code? $5,000? Or is it $1 of your own money on anything firearm related that triggers this?
I've not seen that there's any dollar amount that triggers it. So it's whatever you buy, if it fits in that
means
category.
It's anything you buy.
Correct. But what it will not do, this code will not be used at stores that are not exclusively guns. So it's really going to hurt small business owners that are just gun shops. Because if you go to Shields or something, they sell guns, mm-hmm. but they also sell all types of sporting goods. That code will not apply to them. So it's going to drive business to larger national chains and, in essence, might drive small business owners out of business. So you can get around it, but you have to know that, first of all. And then we're going to hurt small business ownership.
Oh, you don't think they had that in mind, do you?
That's
exactly what they had in mind.
For sure.
Couple that with a 600%+ revocation in ATF FFLs through the ATF. That's exactly what their plan is to put small businesses out of business. They're working in conjunction as little ATF wannabe tyrants. That's exactly what's happening. It's frightening stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to assume that all of these are going to be signed. I'm going to guarantee you Paulson's going to sign all of these. I'll be shocked if the governor does not sign these. No doubt.
I don't see why he wouldn't. He's not given any education. He won't. Yeah.
No, he's going to sign them all. The only one he was worried about was the assault weapons ban. We all know and just proven that was a ruse.
Yep.
Number five is the firearms merchant category code. Let's just dig a little bit deeper into that. That's a backdoor gun owner registry because now they know where you're at and what you bought because of this code, correct?
For sure. Yep. And then CBI, just like in New York, can just thumb through and say, oh, hey, Amanda spent $5,000 on guns and gun accessories. Let's go knock on her door and see what it was. And they can.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to the gun shops. They can just show up at the gun shops now and ask for their records.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's people get killed over this. See the ATF. See Arkansas. Let's go to number five, firearms dealer requirements and permit, a mandatory $400 state permit for gun stores. Well, yeah, there's another attack on local mom and pop businesses working in conjunction with the big box stores, by the way, who had enough money to opt out. That's what happened. You can follow the bucks on this, but the small mom and pop shops are now have an additional $400 state permit they have to pay.
And I believe that fee can change annually from what I read. So right now it's $400. Right. It can change annually. And it's my understanding that they can change the requirements that you basically the hoops you have to jump through to get that license. It was a pretty vague bill. It's going to be very damaging.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll go back and fix it next year. That's what they'll do. That's why it's vague this year. Well, we need to add this. We need to add this. We need to get clarification. And it will be more infringements. The cynicism in me, you can hear it. Now, three that are on the table for right now today, let's cover them quickly. HB 241270, firearm liability insurance requirement. HB 241349, firearms and ammunition excise tax. And HB 241348, secure firearm storage in vehicle. All of those three could move in the middle of the night tonight in Colorado, couldn't they?
Absolutely. I feel certain that excise tax will make it through for sure. The liability insurance, I believe it's in the second reading right now. So I don't know if that will go anywhere this year. And it looks like the storage in a vehicle win, that looks like that's gotten a little hairy and it may not go through this year. But I feel like that excise tax will for sure be on our ballot in November to vote on.
Yeah, Democrats have never met a tax they didn't want to impose on somebody. And Colorado State shooting is labeling this as a sin tax, imposing a sin tax.
Yes. And that just starts to set a stage where, I mean, we've already, the assault weapons ban, we keep calling it that. That's what it's been called in the media. So we're normalizing that term, which is terrible. And now we're putting guns. We're starting to create an image that they're a sin business. They're in it for the long haul. They're passing stuff that's going to hurt us now, but they know what they're doing. They're weaving a huge web.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they want to entangle everybody in that. with the last couple seconds that we have, let me just in advance thank you, Amanda, for being here. I do appreciate it very much. Thank you for coming on the program today and bringing us up to speed. Regarding that tax, I promise you, I haven't seen it, the bill. I haven't read that bill. But I promise you, they're going to say they're going to use some of that money to fund gun violence prevention measures. Guarantee it. None of it will come to fruition, though. That's exactly what they're going to do. Amanda Harden, LipstickTactical.com. LipstickTactical.com. Thank you, Amanda. Looking forward to having you back. Thanks for the great information. We'll be back for some analysis right after this. Don't go away.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
If you do visit DanielDefense.com, you'll see some really cool stuff, because Daniel Defense is a great partner of Armed American Radio and a great American manufacturer, some of the best firearms out there, DanielDefense.com. And check out TheDoubleDFoundation.org while you're at it, putting the money behind the youth shooting sports. It's great stuff, great organizations funded by the DoubleDFoundation.org, which is funded by us. So you can donate over there. When they have another raffle, I'll let you know, and you might win some of those really cool custom guns that they usually put up over there from Daniel Defense. Great packages. Don't have the name of the individual. I have to reach out and get the name of the individual that won that last one and see if it was an AAR listener. That would have been really cool to see who won that M4A1 custom package valued at just under $5,000 by a dollar at $49.99. Welcome back in. 6 Hour Studios lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how are you, man?
Not bad.
So when you hear all this crap going on in Colorado, I'm curious to ask about your take on the three bills, because the session's not over until tonight. You think they're going to move on those other three bills? Let's just throw a guess out. They've already got five. There's three of them that have already been, as she said, run through committee. You think they'll move on the other three?
Well, they're
Democrats.
I kind of have my suspicion that the three that have already had the three readings that end up going into, did she say they automatically pass if they've had three readings?
I believe that's what she said.
That's kind of what I took away from it. I think those will definitely pass. The others, obviously, they're trying to pass as much as they can. And if they think that there may be a hang-up, I'd like to think that they wouldn't try to push those forward. But knowing the breed of Democrat that we're currently dealing with, they're going to try to run as much through as possible, and then you have to fight it in the courts.
Yeah, I find it interesting in Colorado, too, because I think they're going to move on all three. That's just my guess.
I think so, too.
Educated guess. Now, if you really want to get into the weeds on that, the games that they were playing with the assault weapons ban in Colorado, I mean, Ava Flanell and Amanda Harden both nailed this. Being out there, they're neck deep in it, of course, and they're out there fighting, they're testifying and doing all that hard work that good, hardworking activists do. And they're up on top of this, and they looked at it as a ruse, and both were correct. So it was a good call on their part. And if, you know, knowing that, I wouldn't be shocked to see the Democrats say, look, we've already got five bills through. Let's make it look like we're not going after all this gun control. Let's wait till the next legislative session and bring these up, along with others, including an assault weapons ban in the next session. That wouldn't surprise me, as you said, knowing the way today's Democrats play pool, right? That's a possibility. But then there's that other side that says, why? We're just go for it. So it remains to be seen. I think the odds are in favor of them going for it.
Oh, absolutely. But the 2030 agenda is the disarm us. And they're, you know, I have a high suspicion that Trump's going to lose this next election again because they've already rigged it. They're passing laws quietly to allow illegals to vote in federal elections in lots of states currently, and they're doing that quietly that no one is talking about in the media, obviously, because the media is in for it. So I think we're going to have a rude awakening in November, and I think things are going to get incredibly chaotic because there's going to be a lot of disappointment ahead.
there's going to be a lot of unrest as well. The troops have already been called out.
Well, they're already out, obviously.
This was predictable as the day is long. It's just what the Democrats do. You see the pattern develop, and you know it didn't take long. I love the Drudge Report. I love going, what a sellout punk he is. No, see, I can't say what I want to say that I almost said, but let's just put it this way. I just took the money and run.
That's what he did.
Just take the money and run. What a sad excuse.
To be honest,
pathetic excuse for a human being.
I can't blame him. You make a large site that has a lot of hits on a regular basis. That's a news aggregator, and you get an opportunity to sell that.com and make a ton of money. I kind of understand what he did, even though the new ownership and are just incredibly toxic Democrats. It is what it is. I know plenty.
Well, then that means he has no convictions whatsoever. None. He already had a lot of money. Drudge wasn't running around broke.
Are we certain on that?
Well, make some assumptions, but whatever. It's fun to talk about him and call him out by name, Matt Drudge. What a pathetic excuse for a human being. But whoever's running that site over there now, you see these narratives forming.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you see them right in front of your face. You watch them form all day long, and now it's the bird flu. And if you go over there, I think there was no less than 4 articles, and all of them have been on the top of the site. So I like watching that just to see the narratives form. Ladies and gentlemen, the next hour I'm going to Google gun control for you. I'm also going to talk with you about an Amazon driver who, ended the existence of a low-life thief who was trying to carjack his vehicle at gunpoint. And we're going to talk in great detail about that because, yet again, it's one of those fascinating cases where Amazon has a no-grounds policy. How'd that work out for you? Here's the general rule of thumb regarding that. We'll go into this in greater detail in the next hour at 6 minutes after. But, you can always get a new job. Last I checked, according to Biden, you can get a job anywhere you want. He's created 15 million jobs just for you. But you can always get a new job. You can't get a new life. And Amazon's been quiet on this. So we'll take a deep dive into that. And then after we talk about that, we're going to Google gun control and see what pops up. We're going to do that live for you in the second hour. But, boy, they're just, it's nonstop stuff. It's just constant contact, really.
I
should say.
Just to kind of touch on the Drudge Report thing again, because during the Bush-Obama years, Drudge Report was a cudgel for the Democrats. It was always posting the most up-to-date conservative content and news articles and stuff like that, and they absolutely hated Drudge. And so for them to co-opt Drudge in any form or fashion that they did, if their operatives were the ones that presented him all the cash for him to walk away, now they get to use it. And for them, like everything else that they've taken over and then ruined with their own idiotic ideologies, that for them is a trophy. Drudge Report is now theirs. It's no longer the conservative outlet for news.
Yeah, and I suspect that viewership on that site is down significantly compared to what it was. I know, as a conservative myself, I just started going back to Drudge about a month or two ago just to watch the narratives form as we get closer and closer to the election from the left, because that's what Drudge Report is now, just a left-wing garbage outlet at this stage of the game, as you just said. So, I have a feeling that I'm not alone in that respect, Greg, okay, that lots of conservatives have abandoned that site for that reason. But I would encourage you to go back and look at it, ladies and gentlemen. The old art of war, Sun Tzu, the general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle and every war ever fought. And I can promise you, you're going to see some narratives form when we Google live together. And I say Google because I do use Google for this, to see what kind of narratives are forming off of the Google search results when we go to gun control coming up in the next hour as we Google that live for you. You'll hear me type it in. I've not looked at it. We'll see what pops up. Together, live here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Always fun to do. A little risky, but not really when you're talking about gun rights, because I can promise you we will see another narrative forming. We'll see some same bullet points, talking points, etc., from the left. And in the meantime, I'm going to check Drudge during the break here at the top of the hour just to see if there's any more bird flu nonsense up there. I did put the headline up on my Twitter feed if you want to check it out, at AAR Mark. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues at 6 minutes after. We'll be live for you. Going to have a good time. Don't go away. We'll see you at 6 minutes after. On the flip side, enjoy your break. We'll be right back.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.